The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Businesses, like all of us, are waiting with bated breath to see what comes from the Cabinet meeting on Tuesday. Will restrictions be eased in any way? Our first two guests are clear that they would like click and collect to be put in place. Joining me now are Antonia Daly, owner of Antonia's Bookshop and Trim, and Damien Duggan, director of Duggan Jewellers in Fairview in Dublin. You're both very welcome. Antonia, first to you. Bookshops, no click and collect. Are you allowed to open at all?
No, we're not. We can sell stationery, but we found that there's no way to, how do you let somebody in and tell them they can buy a pen and they can't buy a book? So we are closed. We're doing deliveries online, taking orders over the phone. But we have people walking by the shop every day and we can't hand a book out to them and they live down the road. And
so what you're saying is if they went onto a website, if you have a website or even down the phone, they said it's a particular book I want and they paid for it, why can't they just collect it, is your point?
They're in town anyway. You know, everybody's back in town now. The schools are open. We sell school books. We can't hand them a school book out the
door. And you see it with coffee shops, I suppose, all of that, that people are on the street queuing and you're saying, why not books?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no reason why they'll be outside the door. We had done it before in the last lockdown, October to November. We had a table set up at the door. They came to the door. They had their order number. We handed them their book and they were gone. There was no hanging around. It's completely safe. They're outside. We're inside wearing masks. So there's no reason why there shouldn't be click and collect.
Well, on the jewellery side, Damien, what about you? Jewellers are closed. You're not allowed to open at all, are you?
We're not allowed to open, Richard. Our members of the Association of Fine Jewellers, right across the country, there's 135 shops. They're all closed. We feel that we could do click and collect really safely. We could do it by appointment really safely. The fact that our shops, naturally, we can lock our doors so you can have one-on-one without creating a queue or a fuss. We can give a designated staff member to a client in a very safe environment. We've gone to the end of pushing a 10-point plan in during the first lockdown, where we have UV drawers for sterilising everything. We've the hand sanitising stations, we've screens, we've everything.
And I've no doubt that you could deliver on that and the bookshops as well. But it is at the heart of it, though, isn't the question that what NPHET and the government are trying to do is to reduce the number of journeys. So in other words, yes, somebody could collect a book, for example, relatively safely and quite safely. But when they're in town to collect the book, they might say, I must do this. And if they bought the book or a piece of jewellery, Damien, as a present for somebody, they might say, do you know what, I'll drop it over to her house now that I've collected it and I won't stay long, I'll just stay for a couple of minutes.
That's a very good point, but when you have all of our members listening to this radio programme today closed and you have other businesses that are now selling jewellery right across the board, between newsagents, pharmacies and big stores that are open, that are meant to be selling essential items and are selling non-essential items. We're all sitting at home looking at this and it's very frustrating. We can do it very safely. So hence, if people want to stay local, shop local, support local, they can do this very safely and we will advise them as to, we can deliver, we can send it by post to present if something's bought from us. We can offer that service. It's not a problem.
And Antonia, for bookshops, I know, and I presume the same for jewellery as well, but with bookshops in particular, a lot of them are clearly struggling so badly through this. Yeah. There is a danger that because with the acceleration of Amazon and online purchases and so forth, that a lot of bookshops won't reopen.
Yeah, I mean, one of our main things, and what you said about travelling, I looked back at our figures and I've spoken to a few other shops. So our average for the last lockdown was 80 to 87% was click and collect. So it's a huge portion of our sales. And I could also tell, because when you do click and collect online, you do have to put in your billing address. The billing addresses were all local people doing click and collect, or they were people from the villages around who had to come in to do their shopping anyway and would actually ring and say, I just ordered online, but I won't be until Thursday because that's the day I'm doing my shopping. So I don't think they really were.
So it wouldn't
breaking.
Be an extra trip necessarily.
No, yeah, definitely not. And it's something we did notice, that any of the billing addresses that were beyond the travel restriction at that stage were actually getting it posted. They weren't breaking any travel restrictions. So that was something that we had noticed, but it was a huge portion of click and collect was the last lockdown.
And Damien, what are your expectations from the government for next week? Not necessarily what you'd hope for. What do you expect is going to be changed?
It was when the Taoiseach came out and made his speech 6 weeks ago saying that we're going to get schools back together and then we'll talk to the rest of you in 6 weeks' time. There was a feeling, okay, they're going to look at this. But there has been no mention of click and collect or by appointment any time lately. So, and we're very, very concerned about the fact that the Taoiseach can come out and say, we'll talk to you again in 6 weeks' time. We feel we should be getting a message every week. Something clear and concise so that we can prepare to reopen and get our staff ready to come in to do what we do best. We're all passionate and we love our businesses and we just want to get in there.
Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. Damien Duggan, Director of Duggan Jewellers in Fairview, and Antonia Daly, owner of Antonia's Bookshop in Trim. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.